Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Andre Reed, 2014 Pro Football Hall of Famer, and you are listening to the Pro Football Chase podcast.
Hey, this is Trey Hendrickson, defensive end for the New Orleans Saints, and you're listening to the Pro Football Chase podcast.
Hey, this is Micah Kaiser, linebacker for the LA Rams. You're listening to the Pro Football Chase podcast.
This is Washington guard Wes Schweitzer, and you're listening to the Pro Football Chase podcast.
Hey, it's Eric Harris, safety for the Las Vegas Raiders, and you're listening to Pro Football Chase podcast.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome into the Pro Football Chase podcast on this Thursday, February 25th. I have UAB cornerback Bronte Harris on the Pro Football Chase podcast. Bronte, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
And I'm doing fine, man. Just enjoying the rest of my day, knocking out interviews, signing cards, things like that, man. So just having a good day.
It's always good to hear that, and enjoying a good afternoon myself, and excited to have you on the podcast, Bronte. A lot of things stand out about you, and you had an interesting journey to college athletics, and let's go ahead and retrack all the way back to your high school days. You were a standout multi-sport athlete, both in basketball and football, at Coleman, Alabama High School, and you originally committed to Alabama A&M to play basketball. So, Talk me through this decision to initially stick with basketball over football.
Well, like you said, I was a multi-sport athlete in high school. You know, was really good at basketball and football, so it was kind of like my heart was in the middle. Basketball, I led the county, like, all-time scoring record, like, all-time. So, football, you know, I was all-state, you know, doing a lot of things good with that. So how it happened with basketball was, I was in between, like I said, like during football season, I would want to play football in college. And then during basketball season, I would want to play basketball. So it was crazy. I was in between. UAB actually recruited me a little bit in high school. As a junior, I took a couple of visits. But what started my senior year was when the program got shut down. So I never really got the chance to, you know, see what that was going to be like right after high school. I had a good senior season in basketball, ended up going with Alabama A&M just because it was my biggest offer in both sports. I just kind of went with that. How that started off, man, it was rough, you know, just making that transition, being a freshman, red shirt and, you know, not really getting to play, you know, going through workouts, going through conditioning, going through all that and, you know, not getting to play, you know, it kind of took a toll on me being away from sports for a year. During that process, I got to thinking a lot, you know, started to really find, you know, where my heart was, where my love was of which sport. And, you know, ultimately it led me back to football. And it was crazy because UAB had reinstated their program that following semester after my redshirt freshman year. So it was like that was coming up and like, you know, that was kind of exciting me because it was like, hey, like, I know I could have that opportunity again to go there, you know. So anyways, a long story short, man, I had to talk with my family, had to talk, you know, pray a lot, talk with God. And finally, my parents, at first, you know, they were really like not really trying to hear it just because, you know, I was going to walk on at UAB. I was scholarship to go walk on. So it was kind of like difficult to get them to jump on board. But after a while, they kind of bought in and kind of, you know, but started to believe, you know, in what I had planned. And I told them, you know, they wouldn't have to pay for school for a long time. So that decision, you know, really just brought me back to football.
Well, as you mentioned, Bronte, and that's quite the story. I mean, starting off as a scholarship athlete at Alabama A&M, playing basketball, and then eventually reverting back to football, and you were a walk-on, and that's always a risk because you're not guaranteed a spot, and of course, if you suffer an injury as a walk-on, you're not covered financially. So, you know, you really bet on yourself, Bronte, and not only did you do that, but you transitioned really well to UAB. You made four starts as a freshman redshirt for the Blazers. Making that move from Alabama A&M to UAB, going back to football, what was the most challenging transition for you in terms of that sports switch up?
I think the most challenging thing was just getting back in the groove of football and its physicality. Just basketball, it kept me in like really good shape. You know, we condition a lot more than football, you know, which is, it's crazy. It's like, you know, football and basketball, you would think football is harder, but really, like, conditioning wise and things like that, basketball is more of a go. So already having that conditioning, just coming in and just adjusting to the physicality of the game again, you know, certain movements, things like that, that was kind of challenging at first. You know, it kind of took a few weeks, you know, some time, some extra work to really get that thing like back, you know, how it was, because I had took a year off. So it was kind of knocked the rust off kind of deal, really, with just focusing on that physicality and those different movements of football.
Well, in 2020, things came full circle for you, Bronte. You were a second team All-Conference USA, registering 27 tackles, four tackles for loss, one sack, four pass breakups, one interception for the Blazers. What are your thoughts from your performance this season?
I was really proud of myself, man, with my performance this season. You know, we had four games canceled. It was a COVID year. You know, things were kind of unclear, but I felt like I came back, especially off an injury. You know, I was really hard on myself with coming back and performing good this year, just because, like I had before, I had a year off again. So I was really hard on myself in the off season and really working hard to make sure things were polished and ready for the season. And, you know, I was really proud of myself just being able to, you know, come back and have a strong outing. But not only that, win a team championship with my teammates, that meant the most.
I'm glad you brought that up, Bronte, because during your time there at UAB, you helped lead the Blazers to not one, but two Conference USA titles. How rewarding is that for you?
Man, it's a blessing, man. Like I said, just coming in with those guys, you know, working hard day in and day out and getting to, you know, enjoy those accomplishments together, getting those feelings of winning championships. I had never won a championship in sports up until now. So it's like it was bittersweet for me just getting the opportunity to even be in those games and to come out with wins both times. It really shows like the work and the camaraderie we had as a team both years to go in and get the job done.
You were named a nominee for the Burlsworth Trophy, which is given to the most outstanding college football player who began his career as a walk-on. How honored were you to be considered for the award?
I was very, very honored, man. Like you said, that journey is different. You know, you come in, you walk on. Not many things are guaranteed, like you said, but, you know, just trusting God and coming to Him and praying and, you know, getting through that, getting that scholarship, and then ultimately being able to be a leader on this team and on this program. It's truly an honor, man. I owe it all to God.
How did you enjoy playing for Bill Clark there at UAB?
I love playing for Coach Clark. You know, he's a defensive-minded coach. He's really hard on the defense. I'm talking about details, extra emphasis on details with Coach Clark, especially for the defense, like I said. So, you know, it's been a blessing. It was an honor to have a coach like that who worked so hard and got his team to buy in and things and, you know, turned this program around, built it up from nothing and got us championships and a new stadium. So being around Coach Clark and just being able to see his work habits and, you know, how much he puts into, you know, his job is actually inspirational, and it's been a blessing, like I said.
So turning the page to the NFL preparation, Bronte, you played in the 2021 Hula Bowl and were able to compete with some other college standouts. How has that experience been beneficial for you?
Oh, that experience was great, man. It was very beneficial. Like you said, tons of other guys from across the country, every conference, you know, being able to be around those guys, being able to compete against those guys. Not only that, being able to, you know, be in front of NFL scouts, being able to interview with NFL scouts while we were there, and to have, you know, a Hall of Fame coach and Mike Singletary up for me. You know, that was just, it was all a blessing, but it was all very, very beneficial just to work.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
I'm trying to get to, and, you know, scouts being at practice, being at the game, you know, being in the hotel where we were, being able to interview and meet with them and tell my story to them, it really helped a lot, and I was very honored to be there.
Now, you also participated in the College Gridiron Showcase in Fort Worth, Texas. And Bronte, on your current journey, based on everything that you've overcome, injuries, adversity, being able to get to those platforms at this point in your career, I mean, that's got to be a very honorable moment for you and the work that you put in. So what was it like being on those big-time stages with other top athletes?
Man, it was bittersweet, and it was surreal just being able to be out there with those guys in front of NFL scouts. You know, I've been able to perform in front of over 100 NFL scouts, you know, since our championship game, since I declared. So just going through all of my whole journey and just being able to, you know, put my dreams to reality finally, man, it's bittersweet, you know, just seeing all the early mornings, late nights pay off, and all the prayer and all the talking to God pay off. So, you know, I just hope it continues to go and continues to grow for me. And, you know, it's just been a blessing.
Well, that's certainly an inspiring story, Bronte, that a lot of kids who listen to this podcast and who are aspiring to be college football players and eventually make it to the NFL, they can certainly take a look at your journey, what you've overcome to get to this point. So my hat's off to you for the work you've been able to accomplish.
Yeah, appreciate that. Appreciate that a lot. Like you said, you know, it's all about being inspiration. And definitely I'm always open to telling my story just because, you know, I know what it feels like to have doubts and to go through things and stuff like that. But you can always come out on top. You never give up. If you pray, if you believe, and what you're trying to go after. And, you know, like you said, I just want to be an inspiration to whoever may listen.
That's exciting to hear from you. So now let's talk about your personal skill set. What is your best trait or traits as a defensive back?
I would say my best traits are my technique, number one. And then I would say just being a student of the game, like my knowledge of the game. Technique number one, because, you know, that's what I focus on every day. You know, everyone's going to get tired. Everyone's going to, you know, get fatigued at the end of the game, and it's all going to boil down to technique. So I really focus on that. And I feel like, you know, if you have good technique, you're going to win 100% of your reps, especially at corner, because every step matters. So technique number one for sure, because we play a lot of man. So my man-to-man technique, you know, it has to be good. We're left on islands a lot. And then student of the game, my IQ, man, just that ability just to know what's going on the field. Like a lot of people, you know, depend on athleticism, depend on speed and talent, God-given ability. But, you know, the game is so far ahead nowadays where you need to have an idea what the offense is going to do from film study or what the receiver is going to do from film study. You need to know what your teammates are doing around you and know the weaknesses of whatever coverage y'all might be in that play. Like you got to know little things like that. And for me, you know, I take pride in knowing those things and knowing where my help is and knowing where weaknesses are, just because they allow me to play more freely, more confident, and ultimately help me gain more success on the field.
You did play a lot of man coverage for UAB. And as you just mentioned, being out on the outside, one versus one, how much do you embrace those moments where you can showcase your ability shutting down opposing wide receivers?
Man, you got to embrace it, man. It's just, for me, it's like the best feeling, just being out, you know, one-on-one on the island with another guy. And it's, you know, it's man versus man. You know, you're not depending on any help. You know, there's no one beside you. It's literally you versus him. And, you know, I like that challenge. I accept that challenge because I'm confident in my abilities. I'm confident in my work ethic. And I'm really, really confident in God. So just being out there and getting to see, you know, how good you are, test yourself, you know, test your work and go against their number one. Because, you know, I travel, I follow the best receiver every game. So just going against their number one and actually seeing how good you are and how skilled you are, you know, I get a thrill out of it.
Versatility is highly coveted in the NFL. How comfortable are you playing multiple spots in the secondary?
Well, I'm very comfortable playing multiple spots. Here at UAB, I've played outside corner, slot corner, and safety. Here, I have film on all of that. So, you know, just being able to be everywhere, that's a part of, like, the student of the game trait that I said I have with knowing what everyone has to do. You know, any situation or organization could like you somewhere else. So, you know, just being able to learn different positions and being able to excel in different positions and not just limit yourself into one, that really helps, you know, your value, and it really helps you make more plays as a player. So that's definitely one thing I try to do, is be versatile here and try to learn different positions and put a lot of good things on film at different positions, because, you know, that part of being a student of the game really matters.
We know you can do it on the field. Your stats back that up. But what do you want NFL teams to know about the leadership qualities that you bring to the table?
I want them to know that, you know, with me, you're getting a leader. Like you said, not just on the field, but off, you know, in the classroom. Just with anything, bonding with your teammates, you know, being there for them, being that leader to lead by example. Being that leader that you can come talk to, you know, if you're having problems or if you're going through something, you can reach out, you know, someone that won't look at you with judgment, but also someone of character, you know, someone that'll, you know, go out and portray an organization, you know, with respect and with character, with kindness, you know, and to the best of his ability, and not really have to worry about what he's doing outside of, you know, the facility or the stadium or wherever, you know, just a good all-around individual.
As for your training for the upcoming draft, you told me off the air that you're in Birmingham still working out with some NFL veterans as well. So why don't you talk a little bit more about who you're working out with?
Yes, I'm training, like you said, I'm training in Birmingham still. This trainer, his name's Kevin Brown. He has this facility called Extreme Fitness. Man, like I told you before, you know, he has tons of NFL guys in there on a daily, you know, working them out for the off season, getting them ready, prepping them for, you know, the next season to come up. Yesterday and today, you know, got to train with Ha, Clinton Dix, Deron Payne's been in there, Shaq Lawson, just a few other guys that have been in there, you know, being around them and being in that environment and just, you know, being able to be a part of those guys, you know, for this little bit of time is really motivated me and really inspired me, you know, to get where they are, you know, because they're where I want to be. So just being able to work out with HaHa and work on drills with him and him able to critique me and push me and stuff like that, you know, that really makes me want to go harder, really inspires me. So just being able to be here and train in that type of environment, I think it's just made me a better player already all around, just being around those guys, being in that company, seeing those things, you know, getting instruction from those guys, you know, with respect. So that's really, really helped me a lot, and I look forward to Pro Day.
Wow, that's incredible. Being able to pick the brains and learn of a player, man, like HaHa Clinton Dix, who's been around the league for a long time. That's got to be a surreal feeling for you then, huh, Bronte?
Yes, sir. Like I told you, man, it's crazy, man, just where God has brought me in my life, just being able to be a part of a guy like that who I, you know, look up to, respect, you know, who's been to the Pro Bowl, been to national championship, like things like that. You know, you look up to guys like that. You watch them on TV, you know, when you're younger. So just being able to be around them and learn from them and, you know, him push me has just been a blessing. I don't really think he recognizes how much of an impact it makes on me, but like it really, really motivates me.
I'm happy for you that you're having these experiences before the NFL draft. That's only going to help you learn the game more and also have that advice coming from NFL veterans. It's only going to make that transition to the pro level that much easier. So, Bronte, when is UAB's Pro Day?
April the 9th.
Okay, and I'm assuming that you have all eyes on that date, making sure that you're going to be in the best possible condition to perform to the best of your ability.
Yes, sir. Like I told you, man, being at that facility, training there, you know, they're really prepping me for Pro Day, and I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it, and I know I'm going to kill it, man. I believe in it.
Bronte, I appreciate the time. I wish you the best as you continue your preparations for the upcoming NFL draft.
Man, appreciate you. Thanks for having me, man. It's been an honor, been a blessing. Thank you for letting me reach out and tell my story.
Yes, sir, man. Keep up the great work. Take care and God bless.
God bless, man. You too.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.